You'll need to add jackets and umbrellas to your costumes. How long the rain will stick around through the evening and the new freeze watches in effect.
Road closures on and near Franklin Street. How it's helping keep the Halloween crowds safe tonight.
Plus, a witness describes the frightening moments gunshots rang out at a birthday party.
I was just told by my friend, run.
And where the search to find the 18-year-old suspect stands right now as U.S. Marshals join in to help. Right now at 7, a rainy and chilly Halloween night across our viewing area as people are out and about for festivities. Just take a look at the radar at this hour. Thanks for joining us. I'm Ashley Rowe.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. We're taking a live look at downtown Raleigh. We got Chapel Hill on the other side. This is where trick-or-treating is well underway. The celebration's getting started. We're live along Franklin Street, which is a Halloween hotspot, of course, and they have some extra security in place.
But first, let's begin with meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Hey, Kat.
Hey, guys, I think a lot of those folks on Franklin Street are maybe heading inside where there is heat. It's chilly and still rainy in some spots tonight. But I have good news for all the families at home that are waiting on their trick-or-treat forecast in the Triangle. We are drying out. So if you want to head out, I know it may be a little bit on the later side. You're looking good as we continue to dry out. But now we're watching the rain move into our eastern counties. So we're looking pretty good around the Triangle. Still some showers over toward Tarboro. And we've got some rain in Rayford. That's approaching North Fayetteville. Up into Dunn and Selma, and that same band will eventually make its way into Wilson. Here's what to expect over the next couple of hours. Our eastern county should see the rain taper off as we get closer to that 9 o'clock hour. I think after 9, there may be some lingering showers, mainly around Sampson County. Elsewhere, it would just be a little bit of patchy mist left behind. But the other big story that we're watching is the tumbling temperatures. You're going to want to bundle up. It's 47 degrees right now. And tonight, there is a freeze warning in effect for Person County points west. Most of our area is under a freeze watch for tomorrow night into Thursday morning, and we are expecting widespread freezing temperatures. Coming up, I'll let you know where temperatures will fall into the 20s.
Oh, what a difference from just yesterday. Thanks, Kat.
I will say it's going to take a lot more than some rain and some cold weather to get in the way of the folks on Franklin Street. The annual Halloween celebration in Chapel Hill there always brings out a big crowd. That's where we find WRAL's Aaron Thomas live down there on Franklin Street. That place will be packed later tonight. Lots of people, lots of fun, and lots of extra security, Aaron.
That is exactly right, Dan. In fact, this major thoroughfare you see here, Franklin Street, will be closed in about an hour. We already see some of the barricades that are set up and some police officers that are walking around. And of course, we have to see some folks that are already in costume. Safety is obviously top of mind as officials are expecting a larger than normal crowd. I want you to look at your screen. We're going to break down some of the road closures that people in town can't expect. More than 100 police officers will be in yellow reflective vests in the areas where most celebrations will take place. Those areas include Franklin Street from Raleigh Street to Church Street and Columbia Street from Rosemary Street to Cameron Street. Now, heavy downpours last year kept crowd sizes small, and crowd sizes were impacted in 2020 and 2021 by the COVID-19 pandemic. We found some UNC students looking forward to a fun and safe time out here tonight.
Yeah, so the first couple years, like, it didn't really seem like a lot of celebration was happening on Franklin Street just because of COVID and then last year with the rain. So I think this is gonna be like the first real year that we're gonna have in terms of Franklin Street Halloween. So I'm really excited to see what's gonna happen.
And we will be out here keeping an eye on things just to stress what officials want to get out there is that many of these roads will be closed and parking is limited. It's their way of trying to limit some of the crowd control out here. Dan, back to you.
Those students wait all year for this, Aaron. Thank you. Live in Chapel Hill. We'll see you soon.
I'm Mark Boyle in the WRAL Live Center. I'm breaking right now at 7 o'clock. There are questions about what the upcoming weekend will look like for the Veterans Day Parade. This is the website talking about the 2023 Veterans Day Parade scheduled for November 4th. The big news here at 7 o'clock, we're being told from the mayor no vehicles will be allowed. On your screen, a very short statement. She sent me this text about an hour ago saying they're trying to, quote, trying to create consistency. Of course, you remember the Christmas parade questions all about if there was a parade, if there is going to be one, what it will look like. The Christmas parade, there will not be vehicles. Now we're learning the Veterans Day parade will not have vehicles. This is a huge deal. A lot of these folks were planning to go and use those vehicles to get through the parade, to go in the parade route. They were, in fact, planning on 150 vehicles in the parade. Now organizers say they were just delivered all of this, the news rather, yesterday, and so they're having to scramble with just a few days before November 4th. All of this breaking reaction here in the Live Center and this evening as we gather more details, this parade is going to look very different this year.
If it happens at all, Mark, thank you. More private security guards are hitting the street in a new push to keep people safe in downtown Raleigh. The Downtown Raleigh Alliance started working with a private security company today. The unarmed security guards will walk around downtown every day from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., focusing their attention around Moore Square and along Fayetteville Street. The city is hiring its own private security for the downtown transit center. Those guards will carry guns, which is raising concerns from some city council members and community activists about training and oversight.
My biggest concern is that individuals, especially those suffering from mental health illness, will lose their life by an untrained professional.
The city told us it is working out the details on when private security will be allowed to use weapons at the transit center and how they will work with Raleigh police. A temporary contract could be in place by early November.
So we're just learning of some breaking news. A large police presence in Durham tonight. WRL's Willie Danley just arrived on the scene. Joins us live. Willie, what are you seeing? What can you tell us from out there?
Well, Dan, it's a very large police presence here, and they have a portion of this building that's right behind me taped off, as you can see. I'm going to show you what we can see. We're still waiting to confirm information from Durham police on what exactly happened here, but I have seen police officers going in and out of this apartment. You can see the door wide open right there, interviewing the people who live there. And then if you look this way, you can see all of these Durham police vehicles that are lining the street and the officers there figuring out what they're going to do next. Like I said, we're still waiting to get information from Durham police about what happened here. Was anyone injured and is anyone in custody? We're going to get that information and keep you updated. Back to you.
All right, Willie, thank you. We'll check back in with you. New tonight, hours after a murder suspect's court appearance, the 15-year-old victim's father opened up to WRL about losing his son. Stephen Stanley is the one accused of shooting and killing Shamar Leverett near Moore Square Magnet Middle School in Raleigh. WRL's Chris Lovingood joining us now. Chris, you talked to the boy's father. I can't imagine what he's going through and how he's handling this.
Dan, Trey Montague is a man who just lost his son days ago, and he's still showing up for work. So he's doing the best he can. He's mostly frustrated knowing that someone killed his son and he can't get his boy back. This is a video behind me of Stephen Stanley in court today. He was appointed a capital defense attorney because he's now facing the death penalty in the murder of the 15-year-old. As for the boy's father, he bought a bulletproof vest for his son just weeks before the shooting, he tells us.
All I was trying to do was just save my kid's life. You know, with all these shootings and stuff like that, you know, it's nothing wrong with getting your kid a vest out here because bullets don't have a name on it. If a cat can have nine lives, then I would like for my son to have a second life.
Stephen Stanley is expected back in court by at least November 21st. As for what led to the shooting near Moore Square Middle School, that's not quite clear yet, Dan. However, Shamar Leverett's mother told WREL he, quote, got caught in some very bad crossfire.
Wow. Okay. Chris, thank you.
Today, Toyota announced it plans to invest an additional $8 billion in its electric battery manufacturing site in Randolph County. This will include hiring another 3,000 employees. It brings the company's total investment in the Randolph County site to $13.9 billion and more than 5,000 jobs. This major announcement comes after Governor Cooper's recent trip to Tokyo for the Southeast U.S.-Japan conference. There he met with Toyota's president. You can read more about this story and the impact on our state at WRALTechWire.com.
Still ahead, on a spooky night like this, the ghouls and the ghosts, they return from the grave. But you have to think, they had to figure out, you know, how to get there in the first place. So we got a special Halloween edition of In Depth coming up next. Plus, your fall foliage plans might hit a little snag this year. Why officials are closing a section of the Blue Ridge Parkway next. And as we head to break, taking a live look in Chapel Hill. A dreary Halloween night across our area and a frost advisory kicking in later tonight. Cats can have the full forecast coming up. All right, hey, let's go down a little internet rabbit hole together, shall we? you know what that is, right? That's when you look something up online, and then that leads you to another story, and then it takes you to another story and another and another and another. Well, it is Halloween, so earlier at my desk, I Googled the best decorations in Raleigh, and I found this little story on WRAL.com with the top six spookiest Halloween houses in the Triangle with all those little scary skeletons you see out there, which led me to another story of a hidden cemetery in the parking deck of the Greenville Mall, with graves dating back to the 1800s. Can you believe that? Look at the picture. I'd say it's a pretty unique way to be buried, which then led me to a recent story that we did in Durham, where the city council there approved green burials after surveying residents in the area and learning that 87% of people were interested in this. And that made me want to go in depth by about 6 feet. So green burials, have you heard of these? Maybe. They're becoming more and more popular every year, but they are far from new. Like the Washington Post said, to help the Earth's future, people are getting buried like it's 1860. It's pretty simple. It's old school. They dig a hole, they wrap up the body, they lay it in the ground to decompose naturally. You can actually find places that do this around the Triangle right now. This is Oakwood Cemetery in Raleigh, for instance. They have a section called the Mordecai's Meadow, and they don't use chemicals. They don't use embalming fluid. You don't get buried in a casket with the metal hinges and stuff like that. And it makes it all better for the environment, hence the word green. It's greener than cremation is, too, which is actually the most popular choice in the U.S., I learned. About 57% of people choose cremation, while 37% go with the traditional burial, which made me curious. What are those other 6% doing? You know, what are my other options? Well, I'll tell you. North Carolina is one of the states that does water cremation. So the body goes into this tank like this one. It's filled with hot alkaline water. After a few hours, it's only bones. It's similar to fire cremation, but without the emissions, and kind of around the same price. There are a few states that do human composting. For this, the body goes into a chamber like the one you see there for a few months, actually, and then it turns into fertilizer, which you can then use. It costs about $5,000. Only 6 states in the U.S. do this. North Carolina is not one of them. But you can get a mushroom suit if you want.
And it's everywhere.
It's a suit made, well, it's made of mushrooms. It costs about $2,000. The woman who invented it did a TED Talk wearing one. The spores and other microorganisms aid in decomposition. It's similar to the green burial idea, but it's a lot faster. In 2 years, the body is entirely gone. Now, if you want to be around longer, like, say, hundreds of millions of years, you could become a coral reef. I found a company that will combine ashes with concrete and add it to a man-made reef off the coast. This costs between $5,000 and $10,000. Now, if the underwater thing is not really your bag, go in the other direction. There's a company in Texas that will launch ashes into deep space, or even to the surface of the moon, for about $13,000. That's right, you can be buried on the moon. Or, you know, so they say. You're up there, trust us. The list goes on. You can find a bunch of companies online that will actually use the carbon in human ashes to make diamonds. In fact, they'll make all sorts of things. Necklaces, cufflinks, Christmas ornaments. Costs vary from a few $100 to tens of thousands. Now, if you like the flash of that but not the permanence, you could try Heavenly Stars fireworks and scatter ashes with some flair. This costs between $3,000 and $8,000 and a trip to England where the company is headquartered. There really is something for everyone, even Holy Smoke LLC in Alabama, who will turn ashes into ammo. I'm not sure why anyone would want to do this, but frankly, it's none of my business. There's also the science route, right? But this is more controversial than you might think. You know, simply donating your body to science could mean a variety of different things. Yes, you could help some med student hone some life-saving advancement, but you're probably more likely to be a crash test dummy or help plastic surgeons practice a brow lift. Now, that's actually a much deeper topic that I'd be happy to cover on another day, but you're probably creeped out enough. If you're not, here's a picture of me dressed up as Ronald McDonald for my neighborhood Halloween party. I did that makeup myself. The kids on my block are scarred for life. You're welcome, therapists. Let me know what's on your mind, what stories you're interested in. Send me your Halloween pictures. Send them into the station. We've been putting them on air all day. Get them on tonight at 10 and 11. Email dan@wral.com. Remember, this is your segment. For instance, Joe emailed me recently and said, trying to find out, what's the deal with the time change? At one time, they were discussing leaving it like it is right now, year round. You remember that? So, Ashley, don't forget, we changed the clocks this weekend, which is never fun. It's always confusing. So we're going to get into Joe's email this week a little later.
Oh, it is always such a challenge with my toddler. But I do have to just quickly mention, Dan, to everyone who is watching, don't be fooled by Dan's modesty. Dan's Ronald McDonald costume won best costume.
I did.
At his party.
You know,
yes.
At the party that I brought McDonald's to and went into McDonald's dressed like that, the manager was so impressed, she took a picture with me. Not to brag.
Exactly. See, you did a great job in that face paint all yourself, Dan. Very impressed.
These ones are cuter. Hamburglar.
You're right. Hey, we hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your fall foliage leaf peeping on Blue Ridge Parkway might be foiled. The National Park Service says it's closing an 8-mile stretch of the road. You can blame it on visitors feeding and attempting to hold a young bear at the Lane Pinnacle Overlook. I'm surprised people are trying to do this, but here we are. That's 12 miles northeast of downtown Asheville. The scenic route will be closed from milepost 367.6 near the Craggy Gardens picnic area to milepost 375.6 at Ox Creek Road. The closure is in place until further notice. You can find a Blue Ridge Parkway guide in this story on WRAL.com. A new Wake County drop-in shelter is opening tomorrow, the same day that widespread freeze is possible. The Bryant Center is located at 401 West Cabarrus Street in Raleigh. The 150-bed facility will open 7 days a week starting tomorrow. It'll remain open every night through the end of March, regardless of the weather. Most other shelters in Wake County have been functioning at capacity, and many have requirements for guests, while Bryant Center will not. Yes, a lot of people will be needing to go there because it's going to be getting down into the, 30s, Kat, this week?
Yes, it is. It's going to be plummeting into the 30s, even 20s for a lot of folks as you wake up on Thursday morning. Get ready for the chill. And out of the DBAP, the Durham Bulls are getting ready for the chilly weather and Woolly Bulls Winter Wonderland. They are testing the lights tonight, and it looks awesome out there. Wanted to start on that little bit of a positive note because we've got to turn to the cold and the rain now. We've dried out for the most part in the Triangle. There's a little bit of drizzle mist left, but the bulk of the rain is south and east of the Triangle now, and it is falling apart. That's the good news for Fayetteville and some of our eastern counties. But boy, it's chilly. 43 in Roxboro, 47 in Durham, Raleigh, Southern Pines, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, most of the map here, still 50 in Fayetteville. But compared to this time yesterday, we're running 28 degrees colder in the Triangle, 26 degrees colder in Fayetteville. And this afternoon, we were over 30 degrees cooler, even near 40 degrees colder. So this is a big change for us, and you're going to notice it. Because of that, we've got the threat of a frost and freeze. You need to protect your plants and your pets for the next several nights. For the pets, bring them inside. Same goes for any potted plants that you are able to bring inside that are more sensitive. For anything that's actually in the ground, make sure that you cover them up if you are trying to save them or insulate them. Pine straw and mulch are some options to help with insulation. Tomorrow morning, town by town, look at the numbers. 33 in Durham and Southern Pines, 31 Roxboro, 35 in Raleigh, still 38 in Fayetteville. But look at Thursday morning. Just look at these numbers. 24 in Roxboro, 28 in Durham, 27 in Southern Pines and Rocky Mount, 30 in Raleigh, 31 in Fayetteville. And because of that, tomorrow night into Thursday morning, we will see a widespread freeze across the area. And this should put an end to the growing season in parts of our area. Frost and freeze are both possible Thursday morning. Temperatures plummet into the mid-20s to lower 30s. And for tonight, Person County is already under a freeze warning and areas to our west. But in our viewing area, Person County is the only one included in the freeze warning. However, the Triangle is under a frost advisory. We're hoping that the wind helps to prevent some of the frost from forming tonight. We've also got the wind, so we've got to talk wind chill. 36 at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. 28 is what it's going to be feeling like. By noon, 47. The wind chill, 37. It's going to be chilly tomorrow. It's really going to feel like the 40s during the afternoon. And our high is only 51. The normal high in January is 52. So it's going to be chilly outside tomorrow. Same with Thursday and Friday morning. We're near freezing, but we start to recover after that. 65 Friday, a beautiful weekend with high temperatures in the lower 70s and right back near 80 degrees by next Monday.
Oh, Kat, thank you. And you know, if you at home are thinking, oh, what a bummer, the weather wasn't great for Halloween, just think about this. Oh, well, yes, yeah, some of the tiniest babies at some area hospitals celebrating their first Halloween in an adorable way. We'll be right back.
So cute.
Well, the Hollywood actor strike continues and has some kind of interesting impacts here in North Carolina.
It has to do with the hit show in the 2000s, One Tree Hill. It was a personal favorite of mine.
Yeah, was it? It was a good one.
You might already know that the show was shot in Wilmington. You might not have known that cast members reunite there every year, hosting a party for fans at Laney High School. Chad Michael Murray and James Lafferty wear their characters' basketball gear and play in a pickup game. This year, the party is a bit different because of rules stemming from the actors' strike. The cast can still host events. They just cannot use the name of the show, and the basketball game is off. It'll instead be called A Holiday in Wilmington. Mm-hmm. It all starts next week. A part of the proceeds will benefit St. Jude's Hospital.
Call it whatever you like. Yeah. I love that they keep
do
coming
that every
back.
Year.
Yeah,
I
and
know.
They pay respect to where, you totally. Know, a lot of their careers started.
Yeah,
very cool.
Yeah. Chad Michael Murray, by the way, a big Bills fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are basically the same person.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's take a live look at Chapel Hill right now. People are gearing up for the big Halloween celebration on Franklin Street.
Man, you know, it looks pretty tame there right now, but in about 30 minutes to an hour, that place is going to be packed. As you know, we'll keep an eye on it. We have some reporters down there, and they want safety to be a big part of it. So, of course, we're going to be monitoring that as well. The babies at UNC Health Rex in Raleigh and UNC Children's Hospital in Chapel Hill are celebrating their first Halloween, and they look amazing.
Oh, they are adorable. This is the best story of the day. These are adorable costumes. The NICU nurses dress these babies in. Oh, look at the bacon and egg on the left. And then we've got a little surfer and shark.
Oh, I always have a special place in my heart for twins. They look great.
Yes, exactly. Oh, I love the mermaid. The babies at Cape Fear also wore cute costumes to bring a little festive joy to their parents.
Yeah, Batman, Superman, and Captain America. A couple superheroes right there.
I'm so glad we ended the show on that.
Me too.
Thanks for making WREL your choice for local news.
Happy Halloween. We'll see you back here at 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and 11 on WREL.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.